While President Donald Trump said that his COVID relief executive order will provide economic aid to millions of Americans, critics say that his proposal is legally problematic, and even if it goes unchallenged, will be difficult to implement and is unlikely to deliver significant aid. Erwin Chemerinsky is the dean at the University of California, Berkeley School of Law. Chemerinsky said that the executive order is unconstitutional, as the power of the purse lies with Congress, not the president, and executive orders can only apply to how the executive branch administers itself.
The president doesn't have the power to do these things. With regard to extending unemployment benefits, that takes an act of Congress to do that. The president can't take money that's been appropriated for one thing and say, I want it spent something else. The president can't suspend the payroll tax. Congress gets to decide what the taxes are, whether to suspend them or whether to cancel them. Congress could use its power to regulate commerce among the states to create an eviction moratorium, but the president can't regulate landlords in that way.
Chemerinsky also said that the executive order does much less than what President Trump promised.
The eviction moratorium executive order actually just calls on the Department of Health and Human Services to investigate this. It doesn't really create an eviction moratorium. With regard to extending the unemployment funds, it depends on states coming up with a quarter of the money, and there's no apparatus for this to be done at all. With regard to the payroll tax, employers don't know what they're allowed to do in this regard. Employers, I think, are going to continue paying the payroll tax because there's no reason to believe the president has the authority to keep them from having to do so.
Maurice Emsalem is a program director at the National Employment Law Project, an employment rights advocacy group. He said that the conditions laid out by the White House in the executive order made the $400 in federal unemployment benefits effectively inaccessible for many states.
It would provide $300 in federal funding only if the states can come up with $100 in funding to match the federal grant. Most states right now, probably all states, are in very rough shape, both in terms of their general funds and definitely in terms of their federal unemployment funds, given the unprecedented volume of unemployment claims. So that's just not feasible for most states to come up with that $100 for every worker for every week that folks collect this benefit.
The president's proposed unemployment bonus would come not from national unemployment funds, but out of federal disaster relief funds. Emsalem said that because the money would not be coming through already existing channels, state unemployment departments would likely need to create an entirely new system to distribute the funds.
The state unemployment systems are basically crashing, or they're just trying to get back on their feet after this huge volume of claims, and they're struggling to deal with major backlog of claims. Almost a million claims here in California, for example, are still either in pending status or have not been paid. So struggling against significant odds to address that major backlog, keep up with these unprecedented volume of claims, and now they're expected to turn around and create a whole new program, which, you know, imposes all sorts of IT and other technical challenges, and then at the same time put all those other people on hold.
Emsalem also noted that the language of the executive order seemed to target already vulnerable unemployment beneficiaries.
Another big concern is that if you are earning an unemployment check of less than $100, they expressly say those folks don't qualify for this benefit. So it's expressly targeting the lowest wage earners who receive less in unemployment benefits. And who are those folks? That's largely Black and brown workers, women, folks who are struggling to pay their bills and keep their families afloat.
Some critics point out that the fund being tapped is not large enough to supply the promised relief. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities is a progressive public policy think tank in Washington, D.C. In a statement, it argued that, quote, even if every state could find new money to cover 25% of these unemployment benefit costs, the benefits apparently would run out after about 6 weeks. The presidential directive calls for using up to $44 billion in Federal Emergency Management Agency funds for the 75% of costs that the federal government would cover, an amount that would be exhausted sometime in September. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.